The Gold Buddha is 141 feet long and 49 feet high. Started in 1788, it took over 5 years to build. This is one of the most stunning, gobsmacking works of monumental art I've ever seen. I have to say, I love its audacity. I love the fact that it says, look at me, look at what mankind can do when he manipulates raw materials to create a thing of beauty. Because here there are thousands of fragments of mother of pearl used and 153 plates of gold. What it doesn't seem to me to say is that this is an incarnation of the middle path, that essential Buddhist notion that extremes and excesses should be avoided at all costs. Because there's no doubt that this is a thing of opulence. It's enormous, it's gorgeous, and it's very sensuous.
In history of Thailand, there are a lot of large-scale reclining Buddhas built all over central part of Thailand. Because to build reclining Buddha, it's not a very easy process. Because most of the reclining Buddha is not made from casting. It's made from bricks, plaster, or cement. It's considered a very respectful image. So it must be decorated with very valuable materials. And of course, the most valuable materials for decorating the image of the Lord Buddha should be gold.
Gold in Buddhism symbolizes the sun or fire. The most valuable of metals, it's accorded a sacred status through its association with Surya, the sun god of the Hindu pantheon.